This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the White House is warning Israel would hand Hamas a major win by staging a full-scale assault on Rafah.
President Biden has threatened to halt more offensive aid to Israel if it goes through with a major operation in Rafah, and his efforts to reach a ceasefire continue.
Any kind of major Rafah ground operation would actually strengthen Hamas's hands at the negotiating table, not Israel's.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says more civilian deaths in Rafah would only help Hamas's leader make a case against Israel.
More ammunition for his twisted narrative here.
It's unclear if the president's threat to withhold aid would change Israel's calculus. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will stand alone if need be. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West Thursday of risking a global conflict and said no one would be allowed to threaten the world's biggest nuclear power as Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Despite unseasonably cold weather and snow, crowds of Russians gathered in the center of Moscow to watch the Victory Day parade. The Soviet Union lost 27 million people in World War II, including many millions in Ukraine. But this year, the parade was pared down, indicating strains born from more than 2 years of war in Ukraine. Ukraine and the West say Putin is engaged in an imperial-style land grab. Russian officials warn that the Ukraine war is entering the most dangerous phase to date, and Putin has repeatedly warned of the risk of the war broadening out to involve the world's biggest nuclear powers.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels Thursday claimed responsibility for two missile attacks in the Gulf of Aden on two Panama-flagged container ships that caused no damage. Meanwhile, advisor to Iran's supreme leader again threatened that Tehran could build a nuclear weapon if it chose to pursue atomic armaments. In a stunning show of unity in the often divided House, Democrats in the U.S. joined a majority of Republicans on Wednesday to save the GOP for Speaker from an attempt to fellow Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to remove him from his post. But while Democrats in the minority threw the Louisiana congressman a life raft by voting on his side, they made clear they might not do so again. That means the threat for Johnson still lingers, as Greene and other lawmakers can at any time call up for another motion to oust him. Stormy Daniels delivered shocking testimony about Donald Trump, but the trial hinges on business records. AP correspondent Mike Sisak reports the defense sought another mistrial, arguing that Stormy Daniels' testimony was prejudicial.
The testimony, according to Trump lawyer Todd Blanche, amounted to a dog whistle for rape. But Daniels made clear in her testimony that her encounter that she says happened with Trump, that it was consensual. The prosecution said that the details that she offered were necessary to prove her contention that there was a sexual encounter and to show the motivation for Trump years later to want that story suppressed.
That's AP correspondent Mike Sisak reporting. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on a key ruling in the Hunter Biden gun case.
A request to dismiss the federal gun case against Hunter Biden has been rejected by an appeals court in Philadelphia. A three-member panel of the court said it doesn't have jurisdiction to review the matter. In an order shortly after that ruling came down, a federal judge in Delaware said the case would proceed to trial on June 3rd. Judge Mary Ellen Noreika, who was appointed to the bench by former President Donald Trump, later denied another bid to dismiss the case that challenged the constitutionality of the central gun charge. The president's son is accused of lying in 2018 about his drug use on a form to buy a gun that he kept for about 11 days in Delaware. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. Senate has passed a $105 billion bill designed to improve air safety and customer service for air travelers a day before the law governing the Federal Aviation Administration expires. The bipartisan bill now goes to the House, which is out of session until next week. The Senate has also passed a one-week extension that would give the House time to pass the bill while ensuring the FAA is not forced to furlough around 3,600 employees. The bill stalled for several days this week after senators from Virginia and Maryland objected to a provision that would allow an additional 10 flights a day to and from the heavily trafficked Reagan-Washington National Airport. I'm Tommy McNeil.